Anyway, I'm going to do a song now by a band called The Baseball Project. And we, it's, we're not, well, I guess not that close. We're not, as things relative to the size of the country, not that far from the Field of Dreams, right? Like, how many hours, maybe? That's close, yeah. I'm from LA, so 4 hours is like how far you go to buy a taco. That's like the driving city. But we in that band do songs about baseball. We actually were at the Field of Dreams 8 years ago on tour, doing a show kind of not far from here in Iowa, and took a lot of pictures and got excited. And when they had if you're a baseball fan, you know they had a game there with the Yankees and the White Sox last month. And I posted a picture of that saying, you know, hey, bringing back memories when we were at the Field of Dreams. And everyone thought we were there for this game. Where tickets cost at least $10,000 each. Hey, great, you got to go. We're not, oh, okay, we're there, yeah, sure. Mike Rick. Anyway, this is a song by the Baseball Project, a band that sings about nothing but baseball, strangely enough. Anyone know this band? That's,
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wisconsin, we know it well.
One of the fun things I can do in the car is, like, again, safely, but I said the voice texting, and we all text to each other about things that are exciting us about the game each day, and there was a lot of hubbub last night about the no-hitter the Brewers had, so yeah, we just go back and forth. Peter in Portland, Scott in Portland, Linda in New York, Mike, wherever Mike is, and me on the road somewhere, yakking about baseball. That's what we do. That's why we're in the Baseball Project. And we're working on a new record. We're going to make a new record in January with a lot of interesting songs about this and that. I mean, it's fun being in a band called The Baseball Project where you just write about baseball, because when it comes time to make a record, you think, what am I going to write about? I don't know. World peace, that would be good. The history of the steam engine, maybe. I know, baseball. So I kind of write the songs write themselves sometimes. And this was a song I wrote about a pitcher named Mark the Bird Fidrich, who pitched for the Tigers in the 70s. Had one great year. If you know the story, you know, sorry about that, but he had one amazing year and then got hurt, tried to come back too quickly in a day when they didn't really know how to treat that or protect pitchers, and his career was over. One shining moment, all over. And years later, around the time we made our second record, he tragically died, a really horrible accident, and they put his picture in the paper, and it was a picture of him not as he was when he was young, but as he was in his later life. And it's shocking, because you think about all the people you know, whether maybe friends from high school, or friends from early in your life, or even celebrities when they were young who kind of faded away, and you think, well, they're going to look like that forever. They're not going to change. They're going to look, you know, how could they look different? Maybe you go to a class reunion, you see somebody, and maybe they see the shock in your eyes when you see a different person. You have to kind of gloss over that, you know, because we all look the same, of course. Everybody here right now. But anyway, this song about that idea and Mark Fidrich and his shining moment and where it all went in the years that followed, called 1976.